It's a chilly morning at a remote campground in Pasco County on the edge of the Green Swamp. Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition member Joe Guthrie is busy chopping wood, trying to stay warm in the raw, damp cold. He's getting some heat from Zach Forsberg, who drives the support vehicle for the expedition.
If you're going to lose a limb, lose it to like an alligator or a snake, not chopping wood at camp.
The fire doubles as a sock and shoe dryer. Boy, did they need it.
So how bad were the conditions going through the Green Swamp?
Well, there's a lot of wet trail walking. So there are several different river crossings and then also just lots of parts of the trail that are flooded or have standing water.
Expedition leader Mallory Likes Dimmitt of Tampa is huddling in her tent while her shoes drip on the fire grate.
So every day we definitely got our socks and our boots fully wet and the bottom of our pant legs and just got used to kind of wading through.
The Green Swamp is just what its name is. More than 100,000 acres of protected wetlands and piney uplands that's a key link in the water supply for millions of people. It's the highest point in the Florida Ann Aquifer, the underground drinking source for a large chunk of the state. It's also the headwaters for four major rivers, the Hillsborough with Lacoochee, Ocklawaha, and the Peace River. It's been described as the water tower for much of the state.
Truly a statewide influence with this aquifer, with rivers going to both the Atlantic and the Gulf and recharging the drinking water system that goes from Florida all the way to southern Georgia.
Expedition veteran Carlton Ward Jr. says he was really blown away by the beauty and expanse of the place.
Yesterday, for example, I'm not sure we had a mental image of what we were going to encounter, but it was overcast and slightly drizzly, and we were right there by the Withlacoochee River through this open cypress knees and swamp, and absolutely breathtaking. Because of all the rain we had, the resurrection fern was in full bloom, and all the oak trees were just dancing and alive.
Thousands of people drive by it every day on Interstate 4, but not too many people know about the Green Swamp. It's a dark green blob on satellite photos, seemingly in a vice grip between the light gray subdivisions encroaching on either side from Orlando and Tampa Bay. And that means wildlife can get up close and personal to homes here. On the way to the expedition from Dade City, I spot a wild turkey perched on the toolbox of a pickup truck. The truck's owner is on speaking terms with the bird. He tries to feed it while his dog barks away.
That's a pet turkey.
Yeah, I parked out here, so he decided to go jump out here today. Everybody keeps going, what is it, Christmas or dinner? Christmas or Thanksgiving? And I said, wife won't eat it.
Once I reach the campground, we take a three-hour, three-county tour of the Green Swamp West, nearly 40,000 acres of land managed by the Southwest Florida Water Management District. August Fox, a senior land management specialist, takes us on heavily rutted roads through Pasco, Sumter, and Lake counties through cypress domes divided by higher ground. The district is replanting native longleaf pines. They once carpeted much of Florida, but these trees were prized by log cutters and only 3% remain. Fox shows the group a photo of an old locomotive laden with logs from this area around 100 years ago.
If you remember that main line grade up there, that was an original railroad tram.
Okay, yeah.
So cool.
What year was that?
Look at
this. This was
size.
In the, some of these were late 1800s and up through the 30s.
Wow.
Look at the size of the logs on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
None of us really knew what to expect. The Green Swamp is right here, so close to Tampa and Orlando, but yet not that well visited by backpackers and recreationalists. So the Florida Trail is just an incredible resource right in our backyard, and we loved it. It goes through varying terrain, including pine flatwoods, palmettos, and then also standing cypress swamps off to each side of the trail. So we actually waded out into some swamps, took some photographs, and just enjoyed it.
Ward, a Tampa photographer, points his camera at some of the longleaf pines being restored.
I've enjoyed tremendously exploring this place for the last 3 days. It's so close to home, but relatively unseen and undiscovered. So to be able to hike the Florida National Scenic Trail and explore these rivers and creeks and uplands, it's a gem hiding in plain sight.
With that, the group prepared to paddle down the Withlacoochee, one of the rivers born in this protected area. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
Support for Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Reports comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.